Hello, beautiful people. This is the day that the Lord has made, so you know we got to rejoice and be glad in it. You're listening to the Young Believers Podcast with me, Miana Michelle, where we are peeling back the layers to achieve true freedom in Christ. Let's grow in the faith together. When we are disappointed by those who we have held to a high standard, it shows us who our idols are. Fatima Hall. Today's episode is going to be about idols, but specifically those idols that are hidden. They come when you least expect them to. Now, today's show is going to be rather short, but we will answer three questions. What are idols? How do we identify them? And when they do arise, how do we get rid of them? Now, you know, guys, I love Webster, so Webster's going to tell us what idols mean. Idol is defined as an object of extreme devotion. Now, this might be an actual physical object or a service. Now, this object or service, we spend a little bit more time with it than we should. It could be put high above our families or even God at times. Now, how can we identify them? We're going to have to get your piece of paper and a pen for this, because you know I need you to write down these questions. First, what do you spend time on more than God? Does it matter more than God or your family? More than what God has called you to, that purpose that He has set before you? If it does, write it down. Second, does it satisfy God or your flesh? Now, you're going to have to really think about it, because our flesh is going to want to answer this question, but we have to let the Holy Spirit do that. So does it satisfy God or your flesh? Take some time to answer that one. And the last question, is this thing hard to let go of or turn away from? If it's really, really hard, it's super hard, then this might be an idol. And you're going to have to watch out for signs in the future if this comes back. Now, the most important thing we have to understand is when idols do arise. Let's say you've written down these questions and you have an answer. What do we do when that thing has come up? How do we get rid of it? I got three answers for you. One, flee. 1 Corinthians 10 and 14 says, "So then, my dear friends, flee from idolatry." Flee from it. Run away fast. Do not pass. Go collect $300. Run. Run as quick as you possibly can. Two, can it? Colossians 3 and 5 says, "Therefore, put to death what belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry." All of these things are idolatry, so we have to be watchful. But also those little things. Last week we talked about the little fox, so the little fox might be an idol. But when we can it, we demolish it, destroy it. Make sure it never comes back again. That's important, because we don't want to be tricked more than once. Lastly, repent. Acts 3:19 says, "Therefore repent and turn back so that your sins may be wiped out." All you have to do is say, "Father, forgive me." And you have to make strides to continue in the way that God has asked you to go, in the way that God has set before you. Sometimes we repent, but we don't really turn. To repent means to turn. So acknowledge and turn away from this idol, because we don't want anything to keep us or separate us. Now, you know these three ways that we can turn away from idolatry, even if it's subtle idolatry. I know you're probably thinking, "Well, I don't worship crazy gods, or I'm not worshiping the stars and the moons." But these simple things, these little foxes that come to destroy us, can be just as well important in identifying idols as what we normally see. Now, you gotta know that I have to do one thing before we get off. I wanna pray for you. So, Father in heaven, I thank you for each and every listener listening today. I pray that you help us to admit these things that might possibly be idols. Help us to turn away, God, from these things that might easily beset us. Father, I ask that you forgive us for anything that we might have done or put over you, God. And because you're faithful to forgive, God, we thank you. Thank you for forgiving us. I speak love, life, and healing to every listener. In your son Jesus' name, amen. I love you, beautiful people. Have a beautiful day. Thanks for listening to the Young Believers Podcast with me, Miana Michelle. I hope you were inspired, motivated, and uplifted. Subscribe to this podcast and comment on how this may have inspired you. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Miana Michelle for more information, episodes being released every Thursday, and ways to connect. Thank you for growing in the faith with me.